It's August 24th, 2025, on a dark and dreary Sunday morning. It's me, Jason.
And David.
Back with the Very Terrible Podcast, sponsored by South Florida Lift Stations. Dave, how you doing?
Pretty good. How about yourself, my friend?
Oh, just trying to get through the weather and trying to get everything set up this morning. It's been a task. So it hasn't stopped raining. So for anybody that doesn't live in the Southwest Florida area, it has not stopped raining in about 2 days. And I don't know, you guys flooded up there?
I wouldn't say we're flooded, but there's definitely some standing water in, you know, the ditches and things of that nature. You know, when that hurricane went by, I don't know if, and I think there was like a cold front that came down at the same time that stalled out. And yeah, it's just been nonstop raining. But
We had one morning. I think there was one morning where it wasn't terribly hot. Like you could kind of feel that there was something going on with the air.
Yeah. Yeah, I posted on Facebook. I was like, feels like the day before a hurricane. And it was like kind of like that calm, like almost like everybody's kind of nervous and on edgy feeling, like a R.L. Stine haunted book.
Is the, I bet you the, I'm going to say it wrong, barotonic, barometer pressure?
Yeah.
It's that. It's got to be that. Because that's when you feel it, right? It's then that pressure it drops down and you're like, oh, God, here we go. Here comes the storm.
Yeah. Yeah, that's that instinct that the animals have when the storms come and they're like, oh, we better go find shelter.
So far, I'm a big fan of this year. I mean, everything so far has been turning fish storm, fish storm, fish storm.
Yeah,
so
let's knock on some woods.
Yeah. And then actually, was it one of your Facebook friends got mad at us for talking about it? As the superstitions will be. They're superstitious.
I was like, I hope I have that much power in my words.
Yeah, exactly. And like you had said, well, let's have it rain money on us instead of raining storms.
Yeah. Yeah, that'd be horrible if I just had so much money and it like ruined my life, like those people that win the lottery.
Yeah, exactly. That'd be terrible. Let's not do that.
They don't know how to manage it, and all their friends ask for money. And
until then, we'll be here running our world famous podcast, and then this is our meal ticket. So speaking of people who make a lot of money in radio and not quite podcasting, at least not until the very maybe near future, it hit the news last week. Howard Stern was going to be fired from Sirius.
I think it's Sirius XM.
Yeah, I think so too. Even though it's spelled the other way, but yeah. So from where he started in the 80s, he started in radio. In the 90s, he became popular. And now, in the age of satellite radio, he'd been given, I think it was a $50 million contract, somewhere $50 million, $70 million contract,
yep,
to go and to take his radio show and just put it on satellite radio. Now, as the years have gone by, and it's so funny, like I haven't really kept up with him, right? Because I don't have satellite radio. I'm absolutely not going to pay for it. And now to hear, I guess, like politically, he's aligned very, you know, maybe not different, but more strongly than he was before. You know, in the 90s, he was always causing trouble. He had strippers on the show, and he was causing chaos and, you know, and trying to wrangle up people at NBC all the time. And now it's he's politically aligned himself way, way deeper into politics, which has turned a lot of people off. And the things he's said and done has apparently got him possibly into hot water.
Yeah, people want to listen to Howard Stern to hear some, you know, woman that's got daddy issues jump on some machine called the Sibian, and
yeah,
you know, it's not a family friendly show.
No, it never has been.
I think he's grown into like an old, crotchety, irritated old man.
Yeah, I would agree with that. I'll tell you what, really quick, do you hear a hissing noise?
I do not.
No, I hear a very big hissing noise, and I don't know where it's coming from. And there's no way for us to change any settings right now because we're doing it. We're doing it live as we do.
Yeah.
Huh. Let me see something real quick. I'm going to go. No, that wasn't it. I don't know. I hear a hissing noise. So either way, we're going to roll with it.
Maybe it's my laptop's fan because
that's what it sounds like.
Maybe it's my laptop fan.
That sounds like a laptop fan. You got to dust out your laptop.
Yeah, it's overheating.
Oh no. And is that your main computer for all this?
Yeah, but we've never heard that before, so.
Yeah. My PlayStation does that. So with the PlayStation, they said that what you're not supposed to do is take like canned air and blow it into it. Because if you blow stuff into it, you're just blowing all the blockage into it deeper. You take a vacuum cleaner and you kind of just suck it out, and then all of a sudden be fine. And it works with the PlayStation. Now the PlayStation fan sounds a whole lot better because I took a vacuum to it. So after this show, you can have somebody go and grab a vacuum cleaner and vacuum your laptop.
Let me mute my mic and see if you still hear it.
Okay. That's much better. Yeah, that's it. So you're going to do ASL sign language for the rest of the show.
Weird. We've never had that issue before.
No. No, hey, that's weird, but it's amateur hour horse piss. This is what we do. So, all right. So then Howard's apparently going to get fired. And then the media starts getting stirred up and everybody comes out with their positions on it one way or the other. And now, a few days later, it comes out where he's like, well, maybe I'm not. Maybe it's going to be just a contract renewal, or he's going to hop ship from Sirius altogether and then go somewhere else. He's not saying anything until September 3rd. And he's got, I guess, must be like a hush order, a gag order on all the other employees there because nobody's coming out with anything. We had one where I had met Stuttering John from the Howard Stern Show in Stevie Tomatoes in Cape Coral. And we were just sitting there. It was me and a couple of the guys from work. We were going to go out one night, and I like to get there to the restaurant early because I want to get a good seat. So I get to the restaurant and I'm sitting there at the bar and I'm waiting, and there's just a handful of people. It's, I don't know, say 3-4 o'clock in the afternoon. There's an old couple trying to have lunch. There's a guy sitting next to him talking to the old couple. Then there's some stragglers off on the other end of the bar. And the voice, I didn't really recognize at first. But he's kind of introduced himself to people. And he says, yeah, I'm John. I was on the Howard Stern Show. And I was on the Tonight Show. And I was this and that. And I'm like, there's absolutely no way. Because there's only one guy named John who had been on both the Tonight Show and Howard Stern Show. And I was like, there is no way. So I pick up the computer that makes phone calls that I carry with me, and I type into it Stuttering John 2024 at the time, or it was 2023, and at the time, and it come out, and I'll be damned, it was him. So I'm like, okay, well, this is kind of weird. And we've had these in the past, in this city in particular. We've had, like, these B-roll celebrities that just show up. We had Vanilla Ice that owned some buildings down here for a while. Screech from Saved by the Bell died right down the road. You'll have Stuttering John, who's the cage fighter that has the restaurant,
Tito Ortiz, Bumbling Ortiz.
Yeah. He's down here too. So this is like the B-roll, celebrity capital of America. So it wasn't much of a surprise that he's here, but I looked at him and said, hey, I go, you're Stuttering John. And he like lights up like a Christmas tree. He's like, yeah. So, you know, we have a beer together, and one beer turns into six, and six turns into a couple pitchers. And later on, we're like best friends. So we've traded phone numbers, and, you know, he's like, I've got to get you on my podcast, blah, 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 blah. And, but I mean, come to find out, like, I asked him, I said, do you keep in touch with Howard? Do you keep in touch with Robin? Do you keep in touch with anybody? He says, no, I guess when Sirius came in and gave him the contract, Howard was only allowed to pick certain people they could bring with him. So he brought Robin, and he brought like maybe one or two of his other old characters, and he basically had to cut ties with everyone else, and he dropped them like a hot potato. So he doesn't reach out to John. He doesn't keep in contact with him, and he just lets everybody off on their own. And then it's kind of sad because there was nothing else going on in his day. There was just, besides sitting at Stevie Tomatoes and having beer and talking to people. And it was fun for me because I got to see somebody that I watched in like the 90s and grew up with hearing on the radio. But it was kind of also sad to see the realization of what happens when your celebrity runs out. So that's going to be our future. So after we get to our stardom... After we get to our stardom, that we're going to have to see the star then come crashing back down.
Yeah. Currently, we don't have that problem.
Not yet. We can still make it to certain places and not be stopped. You know.
But back to Howard. Even if he, like, where could he go? I mean, I think regular radio's dead.
Yeah.
You know, all you have is iHeartRadio.
And they're in trouble. I mean, iHeartRadio, Beasley's in trouble. I mean, there are a lot of them. They're hemorrhaging money.
Yeah. I mean, the only thing I could see him do is, like, do an independent podcast. Like, create a studio and just, you know, maybe he goes to Spotify like a Joe Rogan or finds it. I don't know if there's any other platforms other than Spotify that are signing big content creators like that. But.
And you know what's weird, too, is, I mean, as of today, he's 71 years old. How much longer do you really need to do this? There's no way he's spent all that money already.
Oh, so, no.
Unless he has some kind of a weird need to continue to work, why does he really need to do it?
Ego.
Yeah, I mean...
The need to stay relevant.
Yeah, that's an animal that you got to feed.
Because once you have enough money, like, you're not chasing that anymore. You're chasing relevance, you're chasing fame, you're chasing, you know, your name being in the limelight all the time, being in the news, being a judge on American Idol or whatever the hell he does.
Yeah.
You know, he's no longer that guy that came to the MTV Music Awards and Ashless Chaps and, you know, said that I'm ass man and, you know, yep. He's trying to be serious.
Well, and the thing is, I mean, society has pushed the envelope far enough now where he doesn't even shock people anymore.
No.
You know, and that's the thing, too, is like if you're not, he is known to be the shock jock. And if you're not shocking people, you're not going to make money.
Yeah, that train has run dry as well because every third mom is on OnlyFans. So,
yeah.
You know, Kara down the streets, you know, showing her b-hole.
Yeah, so. And that's the thing. And, you know, and that spawns a whole different set of conversations as far as how long can that last. Like, say, well, you get yourself into that. How long is that relevant? How long is every guy in your neighborhood going to pay $12 a month for see something he's already seen already?
I don't know, but I think some people are making a lot of money, and I think a lot of people are showing a lot of themselves for not a lot of money.
Yes. Now, granted, I mean, I'm not too proud. I'll give you pictures of my feet for like $1 a month. I don't care. If I can get 200 people that want to see pictures of my feet, I will put them on for $1 a month subscription, and that'll pay the electric bill.
Yeah, I'll mail you my used underwear if that's a... But I don't think there's a market for that.
Not for you and I, no. No. You know, some very beautiful women with, or some strippers, absolutely, but not for us.
Yeah, and they're not even wearing that shit. They're just throwing it.
No. You wear them like for 10 minutes, you go for a jog around the block, and then you mail them out and you get your check. I mean, but to me, I'm not even mad about it. I mean, if I could do it, I probably would, but nobody wants our stuff. You know,
yeah.
It doesn't really, a fool and his money are soon to be separated. So if these guys are going to sit there and spend money on top of money on top of money to do it, then all right, whatever. Somebody's got to take their money. Might as well be these girls. But yeah, like you said, Howard's got to go somewhere. Where is he going to go? What's he going to do? How long much more can he do it? I mean, you know, was it Hulk Hogan was what, 70? Wasn't he 71? I mean, same age. He's dead. Howard's going to be on deck. You'll be picking him and getting points soon.
Yeah, all I've been seeing lately since Bubba died, or Hogan died, you know, Bubba Love Sponge is former best friend. He's like, that's all he's talking about, 24/7,
that's all he's got.
365.
Yeah, yeah, and well, he's another one, too, is, you know, he was sitting right in the driver's seat and then screwed up and then got caught with his hand in the cookie jar. And, you know, it doesn't take much, right? You know, your fall from grace, it takes a lot longer to get back than it does to fall down. But, it's going to be interesting coming up on, they said September 3rd is when everybody's going to be able to tell what's going to happen next with Howard Stern, to which I said, well, that looks like there's a job opening for you and I. They could give us some serious satellite equipment and we could put it in our house. Then you could get that spare bedroom you wanted to keep the bed, throw the bed out, put the satellite radio stuff in there.
I mean, let's be honest. I'm not going to turn down some crazy offer, but with that said, I mean, how relevant can Sirius XM's like 15-year-old technology that nobody uses?
Right. Unless you're getting a rental car that has satellite radio in it, how many people are really paying for satellite radio?
Exactly. Or I think when you buy a new car, you might get a six-month or a year free trial.
Yep.
People listen to it, and then they never renew it.
On Lori's last, she got her car in 23, brand new. It had the satellite radio for a year. I listened to the Howard Stern show for probably 6 minutes, and that was it. Because it doesn't even sound the same anymore. You know, we were sitting at this fire station the other night. We were watching clips of it on YouTube, and where he had, it was Beetlejuice and then Gary the Retard, and they were going back and forth having a questions contest. You know, and it was just, but that was the shock jock stuff. That was the stuff that got made him famous. And now if you hear it, it doesn't sound anything like it at all.
Was it just him, Robin, and the producer, Gary?
Yeah. And then they're ranting on about some political jargon crap. And yeah, once I hear politics, my ears turn off. I just went and just turned the channel to something else.
Yeah, that's why I turned on Howard Stern, is because, you know, it was just an escape.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's where I went when I was in the 90s and then early 2000s. Still in upstate New York, where you just go to the actual radio and turn it on the radio and you'd hear it every day. And that's kind of what brought me to this. It was that minus meeting him at Stevie Tomatoes, you were never going to meet these people. They were never going to be real, but they felt like you were part of their group and you would invest yourself every day and you'd go in and you'd get to learn the characters and get to know them. And that's the same way that, like, even now with this whole Mike Calta show thing, it's like I every morning I get on and I turn it up, and then I listen to it, and I remember the last episode I heard, and it goes into this episode, and it'll go into the next one. And then it's you feel like you're part of that, and that's kind of what I've always wanted to be in radio for, was because I could provide that kind of entertainment for someone else, and I thought that would be kind of cool.
Yeah, and you might get to meet Mike Calta in person.
I'd say, yeah, you didn't hear that. I got on the show.
Yeah, you told me that.
Yeah, I did get on the show. I realized I talk way too fast when I get nervous. So I was very nervous calling into the show. And when you call into the show, it patches the live feed into your phone. So when you hear radio on the radio, there's a 20 to 30 second delay because they have to have the dump button in case something happens. Yep. So they have that. And then if you listen to it on, like, satellite, or I was listening to mine on the app, then you're a minute behind. So, like, I call into the show, you hear it, boop, boop, and then, like, the show is going into your ear live. So you don't even know what the hell they're talking about, right? They're just trying to catch up. Then Carmen gets on there and she says, what's your name? What do you want to talk about? I give her my name. I said, what I want to talk about? She goes, okay. And then she clicks you back over to the show. And then you listen to the show, but all of a sudden you hear a boop, boop, and then you're on, and there's no other signal. You like, am I on? Am I not on? And all that. And you hear Mike talking. I just started talking. And then because there was a delay, as soon as I hung up the phone, I ran inside. I run inside and I go to listen to myself on the radio to where I sound way, way, way too fast. But Mike was not aware of the concert that we're going to be seeing Bobby Kelly, his number one best friend, at. And then he said, well, I don't know. I mean, Bobby, that's Port Charlotte. That's a long drive. You know what? And he said, he looks at his calendar. He goes, well, Bobby's next concert's going to be in Tampa the following weekend. Bobby's going to spend the whole week at his house. He goes, yeah, I'll come down to Port Charlotte. So he said he's going to be there, which means I have to. And then I asked Galvin, because he has a very very strong opinion on, like, so if you go to a rock concert, which you go to a bunch of them, do you wear the concert band of the one that you're seeing on your t-shirt?
You can. I don't see anything wrong with that.
And according to him, you're not. That's a no-go for concerts, according to him. So I asked him, I said, all right, now here's the question for Galvin. Is it, can I wear my Mike Calta Show t-shirt to a Bobby Kelly comedy show where Mike may or may not be the opening act? And Galvin's like, yeah, it's allowed. I said, okay, good. So that's what I'm going to wear, is my Mike Calta Show shirt. And if I can get a picture where I'm wearing the shirt, that'd be good enough to go on the wall.
Yeah, that'd be good. And that's a pretty small room. I mean, it's only like, I think, 100 people.
Yeah. Yeah, so that should be good. And then I got thinking too, is, right, so some of these phones, and like mine, it's got the little pen on the bottom. Technically, right, I could take the picture and then do a screen thing and then have him autograph it right there. And I would have my very own autographed Mike Calta Show picture with me in it. So that would be the plan. But, yeah, so it says, so Howard's going to do his announcement, and then we go on from there. And until then, we wait by our phones for the call for Sirius to pick us up. Speaking of concerts, you went to a concert last week.
Yeah, I went to a Falling in Reverse concert, so I feel like I'm literally on tour with all the concerts.
You've been going to quite a few shows.
Yeah.
Are these affordable shows?
I don't want to talk about it.
Oh, that's not good news.
I've got disposable income.
Yeah, you do.
You can't take it all with you.
So, once again, standing outside in the Florida heat at the Mid-Florida Amphitheater?
Oh, yeah, and they have not placed the diaper back on top, so it's extra friggin' brutal. So, that sucked, but it was pretty much close to sold out. I think it's like 10 to 15,000 people venue. It was packed. It was a good show. It was definitely a good show. The first band, I think, remember when me, you, and Lori went to Blue Man Group?
Yes.
And she was like, I've got to leave. Like, this is too much.
Yep, it was, like, it was the percussion, the bass from the percussion that got through her and, like, was messing up her chest.
Yeah, when the first band came on, like, I didn't understand, like, you don't understand people's perspective when something happens to them, but,
right,
like, when that first band came out, and I don't know if they had the level screwed up or something. I've never heard anything that loud in my life. That's their Sleep Theory. And I was like, what the? I literally had to get up and walk out.
Really?
Of the first band.
Huh.
And I got some earplugs and drank some water and, like, kind of calmed down. My heart rate was like 160.
That's nuts.
And I was like, what in the hell is going on?
Huh.
It was like literally the speakers were kicking me in the chest and I couldn't breathe.
And were you any closer to the stage than normal?
No. I mean, we're in the first section of seats.
Mm-hmm.
Because we're old folks and we need seats and we're not going to stand the whole time.
Yeah.
So, you know, they were the best section of seats that pretty much you can get that you're not standing. So it was relatively close compared to most other people. But I imagine if you're like standing right in the pit, next to the stage, like your ears are probably bleeding.
Yeah.
But
that's the funny thing is you said you had to get earplugs. So the last time I went to a concert was the country music concert we took Bella to. I had them with me because I just remember from being young and going to loud concerts. I'm like, I remember it being loud enough where I just had the option. So I kept my earplugs in the whole time because, one, I didn't know any of the music, and two, why am I going to waste my hearing on this? So,
yeah, my brother, Derek, he brought two pairs, so, like, he had an extra pair. And it was the kind where you can, like, remove the inner insert to make it louder, and I just left it all the way in. And you could still hear, I mean, there was no point wearing earplugs where I was like, I can't understand what's going on. I could still hear everything. Right. So I think that's my new move is just to wear earplugs, or at least bring them with me. So if that happens again, I can.
Yeah, I'd say at least bring them with you. They don't cost very much, and that way you have the option.
Yeah, but the concert itself was good. It was opening band was. It's weird. The opening band has like the number one song on like rock radio, and they were the opening band.
Huh.
But they're a younger band, Sleep Theory. And then the other band was Wage War, which is like a metal band. They were second to last. And then this is my second time seeing a rapper in concert. It was Tech N9ne.
The same show?
Yep.
Huh.
The Falling in Reverse, the headliner, he does like very... He does country, rap, rock, metal. Like his music has all that in there, but... Tech N9ne performed as well, and he's one of those like really fast rappers, but he's been doing it for a very, very long time. Like he does the theme song for the Kansas City Chiefs. Like it's like Red Kingdom. If you heard it, you'd be like, oh yeah.
I think if I heard it, I probably would know. I do not do a good job keeping up with the NFL.
You watch a lot more than I do, my friend.
Well, the Bills were on TV last night. Did you get to watch it?
No, I don't. Yeah. I always say I'm going to watch it, then I'm like, yeah, I got better stuff.
I think it was blacked out. I couldn't find it. Yesterday, Saturday, was week zero for college football. So with being week zero, you had four or five games on throughout the day, but like not big, big names. Still, fantastic college football is back, so that'll save us. But I did. I went to try to look for that Buccaneers-Bills game afterwards, and I couldn't find it on any of my TV listings.
You should have talked to my wife. She'll figure it out.
Yeah. Well, at the end of the day, too, I still had college football to watch, and it's absolutely great. It's one of the benchmarks, right? As the year goes on, like you get through the cold, you know, the summer's coming. So spring warms up, summer gets hot, you know, your football is over, and you just know, like, once you get back to football, you have one more month of hurricane season, and then then you can survive and go back to normal life again. So that was it. Yesterday was week zero, so we have one more month or so of hurricane season. My wife and daughter asked me to hang the Hello Fall banner at the house. So we have one of those little, I don't even know what the hell they're called, like mailbox flags things.
Oh, that's all you have?
Well, no, I mean, there's more indoor decor, but for outdoor decor, it says Hello Fall. So we've accepted that fall's on its way, even though it's still 262 degrees outside.
That's funny. I still have to pull down six totes today.
Six totes?
Yeah, four. There's a lot.
What?
Every season we have like, you know, two to six totes. Christmas maybe more than six. I'm pretty sure it is.
Oh, Christmas is different. I'll give you Christmas. Yeah, Christmas you got to have a bunch of options. But, I mean, just for fall?
Oh, yeah. There's little turkeys and all kinds of stuff they got to start going on.
Well, and then you are a family that celebrates with the year-round tree.
Yes.
I can't call it a Christmas tree if it's not Christmas, so it's a year-round holiday tree.
Yes, because we're adults and we can do that.
Yeah, absolutely. And then, so we have these zipper bags. We bought them on Amazon. They're just little plastic bags with handles on them, maybe, say, 3 foot long, a foot and a half wide rectangles, go all the way down. And we have one of those that's full of fall decor, which I will have to take out this afternoon. And then that'll be the same thing. So not six totes, just one bag, but that'll be quite enough.
Lucky you. Only one bag.
And we have these weird, and I'm sure I could almost bet money you'd have them too. We have these on-the-shelf items. So one is a wagon. And on the wagon, you can take the magnet off and put a new magnet on for whatever holiday
year.
It is. Yeah. Oh. Yeah. So whatever, it has like a star with stars and stripes for 4th of July, and then it'll have a turkey for Thanksgiving and a tree for Christmas and a snowman for every other of the two winter months in between. And so, yeah, we have the same item with a different face that you can decorate for whatever holiday you're celebrating.
Yeah, I'm sure we've got all that stuff. I just don't pay any attention. I'm just in charge of getting the totes down, putting the totes back, and doing the five times a year. So
yeah,
whatever holiday is going on. All I know is there's one time a year she puts a sign on the front door, and every time the wind blows, it sounds like somebody's knocking on the door, and I want to burn it.
Well, how does Molly deal with that?
She hates it.
I was going to say, I mean, she would attack anything, so she was definitely going to attack a knocking at the door.
Yeah, so.
So, yeah, college football is what we're going to celebrate next, right? And that should be its own holiday. Lee Corso's last show will be next Saturday. So for people that don't know, the old man that puts on the college football head, his last show at 90 years old, they're going to bring him out one last time for Ohio State and Texas. And I said that should be a pretty big deal. So that was one of the ones when we went and saw him in person, the whole college game day show. We went to North Carolina and saw it. Seeing him was actually one of the highlights. And it's kind of over the years, because of his age, they brought him out less and less and less. But, you know, they drag him out for a segment and all that stuff. And it was really cool to see him in person. So this will be his last show. And if you were a betting man, Dave, you'd be putting him on the pick list here very soon.
Oh, I already got a plan for next year. Next year, I'm dominating more than I'm dominating.
You think so?
Oh, yeah.
They have to be celebrities. So
just just wait.
Okay. All right. Because, yeah, I just put it on TikTok and all that this morning that you're up 3-1-0. So, I mean, unless we are 3/4 of the way through the year, I don't think we can catch you. Unless there's a celebrity bust that happens to crash, I think you might just have it. So we actually should figure out what is your prize going to be. Should I just buy a gigantic trophy or a wrestling belt?
We need a belt for sure.
Yeah.
And the belt has to rotate to whoever wins. And then all next year, I'm going to wear that bastard.
There you go. I like
it. You have it all over my shoulder, at least one segment of the show every time.
There you go.
We have to all pitch in for it.
All right. All right. We'll have to go on Amazon and see if we can find ourselves a knockoff wrestling belt.
Yeah. The Celebrity Death Pool Championship champion.
Yeah. Oh gosh. So yeah, and that'll be Lee Corso's show, and then college football starting back up. And then from the last episode, we were talking about it, trying to find Airbnbs and hotels in the Gainesville area for the Gators Texas game that we bought tickets to. What an interesting experiment and social thing this was. So your wife chipped in, gave us this really nice little house just outside of Gainesville. I go through, I use the one that she suggested. I rent it. I got it locked in. Fantastic. Off we go. 2 days later, I get a message. Oh, I'm sorry. I have to cancel this reservation. I still live in the house. I'm like, what the hell is this? All right. So she cancels the reservation, but the post is still up there. And I'm like, what? This is so weird. And then I find another place that's a little further south, but it's on like a golf course. It's actually like a giant mansion, but the price was decent. Okay, we'll rent that one. Okay, I get the okay. I rent it another 2-3 days later. You know, well, we're renovating it. I'm not sure it's going to be ready for the football game, so I'm going to go ahead and cancel this reservation. And I want to know, like, what?
They don't want people. They know people coming from the football game are going to party, and they don't want people in their house during that time.
Really?
Yeah,
because I've got a lot of people that have rented it just the day of the game, which is completely useless. And I was going to do it the day before the game, the day of the game, and the day after.
Yeah, a lot of times when there's these big events, they don't want, you know, kids and riffraff, and you know they'll wait and look at your profile. I don't know what your profile looks like. Imagine.
Well, I even put on there. I'm like, listen, I'm almost 50 years old. I'm a firefighter. I'm just coming, bringing my daughter to a football game, and I need a place to sleep. And that's basically what I put in the messages. And yeah, you might be right, but after I signed on, it was like, done.
Yep. Yeah, we found that a lot when we traveled for work. Like, if there's an event going on, they're like, no, we don't want you coming here, you know, because you guys are going to trash the house.
Yeah.
Like, then just take it off the market.
Then just take it off. And I was going to call the one guy and go, listen, is it a price thing? Because the price was really good. I'm like, if it's a price thing, just tell me the number you want and I'll give it to you. Because at this point, I couldn't get any hotels in the city. I was like, the circle keeps getting bigger and bigger and bigger. So I'm now in going to be at the Equestrian Student Hotel in North Ocala.
Oh, wow.
So I guess in the city of Ocala, riding horses is a very big deal. So
it we're is. Gonna be,
yeah, and it's beautiful. I mean, the hotel is brand new. It's actually really nice looking. It's a great price. The biggest negative is I got to drive 40 minutes. I'm like, all right, screw it. I have a place to sleep, and it might be a 40-minute drive, so I'll behave myself, and there you go. We're still going to go see the biggest probably football game of the week.
And if you want to pay 60 extra bucks, you can get an Uber.
Yeah. Yeah, that would probably be right, too. And then then we got thinking about it. So now, when we got the tickets, so there's the three tickets that we bought, and then Bella's boyfriend is a Texas fan. So this is Texas, Florida. It's going to be a big deal. We told him, hey, in the row behind us is two seats. You and your dad go get those seats, blah, blah, blah. They wait. And all of a sudden, those seats were gone. And then we reminded him again the other day. So now his dad went out and got they're like two or three rows behind us. And then because of his job, he travels a lot and he has connections with hotels. They got a hotel right in Gainesville. I was like, unbelievable. I couldn't get a hotel without a team code. Like, I was part of the actual school of Texas. And then he got himself a hotel room. So the plan is, drive to the hotel where they're at, park the car, take an Uber into the football game from there.
Yeah, that's not a bad idea.
That's the plan. Because I know from experience, trying to park at the stadium or around the stadium is just not going to happen. So,
yeah, when we went there, we got dropped off pretty close. And then on the way back, we walked maybe 10 minutes away from the stadium and then got a Uber and skedaddled out of there.
Best money we ever spent. And what colorful people we met. Oh, my goodness. Right? We had the barbecue guy on the way in.
Yeah.
And then we had the lady who had enough McDonald's wrappers to have in her own restaurant in the car on the way back to the hotel. But these people that you meet, and I think that would be actually a pretty good idea for a podcast, too. Interview and talk to the people who drive Uber and why. Because it's never anyone's only means of income. They're doing it on the extra or on the side or, fell on hard times. And some of the stories are really quite good. The last time I went out, it's like even at my age now, when I go out drinking, I don't even bother trying it anymore. I just get in an Uber. I spend the $15 to get out and the $15 to get home, and I stay out of trouble. So we went out to meet up some guys from work. I took a car out there, and this nice old guy driving there. I said, hey, why you do this? He's like, well, I've been teaching for 30 years because I need something to make some money during the summer. So he goes, I've got nothing to do. I live by myself. My wife passed away. I've been teaching for 30 years. And he goes, I'm going to be retiring in a couple. So I figured if I get used to this now, I'll just keep doing this in retirement. And he's just a wonderful old man. So it's kind of cool to meet people like that. Or we had an Uber once during Christmas time, Christmas lights in the Uber. And then there was little stockings, and you get in the back seat, and then like, oh, little stockings. The guy's like, yeah, that's for you. He goes, that's your Christmas present. Aww. And in the stocking, there was like little candy canes and candies and all kinds of stuff. I'm like, that's neat.
Festive Uber.
Yeah, and those are the guys you want to tip. I'll give you another, $5 or $6 for this little thing you made. So that was kind of cool. But then you get the ones that we met, like these, once again, the LCD people. The lowest common denominator of society. We got the lady who just is so fat she can't move around in her car because she's covered in McDonald's wrappers, and there are no seatbelts. So you were back there like there were no seatbelts to put on. I'm like, this is going to be fine.
You'll just be saved by her largeness.
Yes, the human airbagness of herself.
She fills out the car. Speaking of lowest common denominator, what's the deal with the lady at Lowe's?
So, I met my newest one for this week's lowest common denominator, which we went to Lowe's. I found, I don't know if you do bird feeders or not, but we do bird feeders around the house. And with the birds are very particular, I guess, with what kind they want. They only like the black sunflower seeds. They don't like the mixed bag. If you take the mixed bag, they throw out everything else. They get the sunflower seeds, and they make a huge mess. I just buy the sunflower seeds. So I find at one of the two Lowe's in the city, they having a markdown closeout special on black sunflower seeds. So I go there and I get my two giant, 40-pound bags of sunflower seeds. They were the last two left on the shelf. I put them in there. I put them in my cart, and I go over to the outside. I enjoy the outside cashier people, like out in the garden section, I guess it is.
Yes.
One, I don't really like doing self-checkout all the time, and two, like, these people are just tortured with the heat anyway. Might as well talk to them for a minute. So I go out there, and I meet this woman who I can figure out immediately why they put her outside. She just starts going off, oh, you ever see this skit from Saturday Night Live with the Target lady?
I have not.
It is this, or maybe it was Mad TV. It was one of the two. It was Saturday Night Live. It's this lady that goes to Target, and she evaluates everything you buy. This woman was in it. She's like, you got birdseed. I get birdseed. And she starts talking, but I only had like five items. She gets into two of the items and then just starts talking and stops scanning. And I'm like, you're doing that, uh-huh, mm-hmm, yeah, oh, birdseed, you too, okay. And you're just trying to get the conversation moving. She's like, oh, and I got this squirrel, and the squirrel's name is Randy, and I see Randy every morning, and some days I make Randy a breakfast of his own, and she's just not scanning. And I'm like, what the hell are we doing? I want to take my birdseed and go the hell home. It was like, I'm like, I figured out that quick why it is they put her on the outside cash register, because if they had put her inside, her other employees would have absolutely killed her. And I thought to myself, these are the people. These are the people in your neighborhood. It was just like with Mr. Rogers back in the day. This is it. So she went, I wouldn't be able to explain it to her, and she wouldn't have listened if I did. But she is our LCD, lowest common denominator, citizen of the week.
Well, that's not as bad as the other people. She's just extra cordial.
I guess. Extra cordial. But, I mean, she's like, she had a backstory. Randy had a backstory, and he has a personality, and she checks in with him every day. Like, they got the news of the neighborhood. I mean, it was, and like, the thing is, ring me up, let me pay, and then I'll talk to you as I leave. But she held me hostage. She only rang up two of the five items, and then she stopped, and I went, son of a bitch, I can't get out of this.
Keep going, Sally.
I know. I was like, no, the other items? Yeah, yeah, here, I'll even hold up the UPC code for you. You scan. Please scan. Oh, gosh. Yeah, so that, and it is, now that I'm actually open to it, like, if you really go out and think about all the people you meet, realize how many of them are just not quite right.
Yeah, it's there's some interesting individuals out there. So, but the next topic is Cracker Barrel's rebranding.
Oh yeah, this is a fun one, right? Another one where I don't know if it's real or they're just trying to stir the pot up like American Eagle did.
Yeah, I don't know what, you know, I haven't dug into it too much, but it looks, you know, they took the old guy and the barrel and the, you know, the rocking chair away, and now it's just a generic Cracker Barrel logo with, you know, it looks like some kid with Microsoft Paint made the logo now.
Yeah, like they went on Canva and made it.
I'm like, this, like, the other one was cool. Like,
did you see what the inside of the restaurant now looks like?
I've seen pictures of what. See, now with AI and all this stuff, I'm afraid to be like, okay, that's real. Or is it somebody, or is this like a concept restaurant that they took pictures of and said this is the way that they're all going to look?
I found a video that somebody took of one that's halfway done. So the outside still had the old sign and the old stuff in it. And then you walk in, the gift shop was still the same. But he walked around into the eating area, and the eating area had been finished. And it was very, yeah, all the walls are white. All the ceiling was white. There's just pictures hanging on the wall now of just advertisement pictures. And there's very, very little of the memorabilia and the trinkets.
Yeah.
The fireplace was still there. But, yeah, it was very sterile. It's not. And they're only halfway through. So you can see kind of where they stopped and where they're going.
Yeah, I enjoyed the wood lath walls with the shovels and the pitchforks and, you know. You've got weapons there if you need them.
Yeah. I don't know of anybody who didn't like it.
No. This is, I think, universally negative. But am I going to not go there because of their decor? No. I'm not that guy.
Do you enjoy the food there?
When I travel, I do. When I'm local, we go there every once in a while for maybe like a breakfast. Especially when my mom used to live in Arcadia, so there were times where we would have to drive by Cracker Barrel to drop my mom off. So we would stop there for breakfast and eat. But when I travel, I like to go there because I'm a creature of habit, and I know they've got the one meal that I can eat and not gain 800 pounds while I'm traveling.
Yeah.
Like a grilled chicken breast with some, you know, green beans and, you know, some hash browns or something.
Yeah, because the majority of their food is pretty heavy.
Yeah. They've got the, breaded fried turkey with country style gravy. I was like, that's got to be like 8,000 calories.
I can feel the heartburn just hearing the name of it.
Yeah. So I try not to eat any of that stuff anymore.
No. But yeah, I don't know. And then the thing is, like, I'm thinking, like, all right. You know, then there's two counter theories going around. One is that, you know, just like with American Eagle, they did with the Sydney Sweeney thing. It's like just any mention would, any publicity is good publicity. So they go and they try that. Or there's another theory going around where I guess the Cracker Barrel is part of a holding company. And in that holding company, if they can drop the prices of the stock down enough, they can dump it. And then they can get rid of the actual properties can be converted into something else under that same parent company umbrella.
So, isn't that called like a pump and dump or something?
Something like that. It sounds illegal as all get out. But, I mean, these are just these theories that are going around, and probably none of them are accurate. But, yeah, it was just one of those you're like, if it's not broke. I mean, or maybe they thought it was broke. I mean, I have no idea. I wasn't really watching the stock beforehand.
All the rednecks are all pissed off. They're like, go woke, go broke. I'm like, what is that? I'm not sure I understand all that, but, you know, everything's political now, I guess, so.
Oh, everything is. And I'm trying to, I'm just kind of pulling up the stock real quick. Let's see, this is, oh, well, they've been hurting for a while. I mean, even right now, after the latest dip, it's down to $54 a share, but it was only $45 a share a year and a half ago.
So in a year and a half, they've gone up.
Yeah, but what? Not. It's weird. If you pull up the chart and look at it, it's not like it's a. You're not looking at a home run hitter by any means, you know.
No, I don't think that's you know, early entry Amazon stock.
Yeah,
and I would never buy that because like it's never gonna. It's not gonna go through the roof ever.
No. It's supposed to be a buy and hold. It's got a little bit of a dividend yield on it. It's actually overpriced with a PE of 21. So,
yeah, if I do something, I'm just going to buy S&P 500.
Oh, yeah. Yep. Like I said, the stuff we're doing is slow and steady. That's all you need. With all the technology in the world, I mean, it's, you know, you can sit there and get into it. You can get into these things really heavy and, you know, make the market do what you want, but you got to have enough know-how and technology behind you to make it work. Old technology going away. AOL dial-up. Were you aware that AOL still had dial-up?
I was not, but I know that they still have email because Ashley has AOL email.
Oh, I love the audio. When you finally goes, you got mail.
That's another thing. Like Bella, like if you said that to Bella, she'd be like, "What are you talking about?"
We played the audio to like dial up for her the other day. She's like, "That sounds horrible." I said, "That was the sound of freedom back in the early 2000s."
Didn't you use that to play video games?
Oh my god, yeah! Remember we used to play? I used to try to play Madden on it, and nobody would ever want to play me because I was always the lowest speed.
Eternal darkness.
Oh yeah. But it was that for all the online games, you had to go, you can only play at the speed of the slower player, which was always me. So, like, I couldn't find anybody to play me on Madden. It was so bad. But, yeah, and then I got looking into it, right? So, AOL's just going to finally shut down dial-up. The FAA still has airports that run on floppy disks and Windows 95.
That's scary.
That is nuts. Yeah, with all the problems that planes are having now, that's the last thing you'd want to hear about. And then I put in there and I looked up, like, for people that still have telephone lines, and there's nothing wrong with it, especially if you think about, like, during a hurricane, the telephone lines would still probably run for quite a while because it's a low-voltage system. But a telephone line right now is, at the very base price, $20 a month, up to $60 a month if you want to have included long distance. I can't imagine anybody having landlines anymore.
No, everybody's either got cable or now people are doing Starlink.
Yeah, Starlink is very cool. I mean, the astronomers don't like it.
What's that?
The astronomers don't like it. It's screwing up their star watching.
Yeah. They get stop staring at the sky.
Yeah. Well, I tell you what. So when you're staring up at the sky, right, you and I, if we go out and, you know, where we live down here, you really can't see much because of the city lights and the things like that. But up in your other property, right, you could probably see stars that, you know, more than anybody else can.
Oh, and the Tennessee property, you could see, like, the whole Milky Way. It's like looking at a different sky.
That's insane.
It looks, you can see the Milky Way. You're like, oh, this is what they mean by that.
Yeah.
You could see almost the clouds and the nebula and all that stuff. And if you do, like, time-lapsed exposure pictures, then it'll, like, fill all that stuff in for you.
That's awesome. And that's it up there. And the only time we had it down here was with Hurricane Ian, knocked out all the power. And like that first 2 or 3 days afterwards where like nobody had their generators and all that stuff really getting running yet. And like, yeah, it was dark. It was scary. It was scary to drive. It's a whole different experience.
It's third world country dark.
Mm-hmm. I'd be like, no, thank you. I'll take my technology, please. But you're heading back up there, aren't you?
Yeah, next Saturday, we're heading back up to Tennessee we'll be driving back on Wednesday. So we'll be working Sunday, Monday, Tuesday to get ready for hunting season. We go up there and plan all the food plots for the deer so we can not shoot any.
Observe them.
Yeah. Yeah, we do a lot of nature watching. We spend a lot of money to watch the squirrels.
It's like a zoo, but you could pet them.
Yeah, and occasionally you shoot them.
Hey, if you have to, somebody's got to eat.
Yes.
And you're actually doing them a favor, because if you don't thin out the herd, then they're going to starve to death. That's a fact that I've definitely heard when I was growing up.
Or get eaten by coyotes or hit by cars.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, that's good, because I remember you mentioning to me that you were going to be away for a bit. So.
Yeah, that's why I said that we need to jump on and knock out an episode before I, you know, get out of town. And you know, I don't want the fans clamoring for.
Yeah, exactly.
An episode.
Hey, it's hard being famous. Somebody's got to do it.
It is hard. I love it up there. It's just that the 12 to 14 hour drive, depending on traffic, is a little rough.
Yeah. So. Yeah.
But yeah, there's going to be four of us driving up in my truck in a trailer. So we'll look like the Clampets going down the interstate.
All right. Well, in that case, safe travels to you. I think we just got done knocking ourselves out an episode. 48 minutes?
Yes, sir.
All right. Well, safe travels to you, and we'll see you when you get back. Oh, and I forgot to mention, did Ashley like her fan pack?
She did. She was so excited. She goes, I think this is for you. I go, look at it. She says, no, it's in your name. She's like, oh, crap. And she's like, look at all. She loves stuff. So she's
yeah,
like,
there you go. It's all kinds of stuff.
Oh, yeah. So now it's all over the house.
Excellent. There you go. And if you'd like your own fan pack, you have to send an email. You got it. And we're going to do it the old-fashioned way. You have to send an email to jdvtpodcast@gmail.com.
We better throw in our sponsor segment.
Oh, here, we'll hit the commercials. All right, you can turn off, you can mute your fan. Hey. This episode of the Very Terrible Podcast is brought to you by South Florida Lift Stations. For all your lift station sales, service, and maintenance needs, call Josh at 239-332-0041. South Florida Lift Stations, the official sponsor of the Very Terrible Podcast. The Very Terrible Podcast can be found on Spotify, Pandora, iHeartRadio, Stitcher, YouTube, and wherever you get your favorite podcasts. If you'd like to be a sponsor of the Very Terrible Podcast, you can message us on Facebook, Instagram, or email us at jdvtpodcast@gmail.com. If I can make them longer, it'd be a great time for a pee break. Well, as always, we appreciate the support of Josh and family at South Florida Lift Stations for keeping this dream alive. But otherwise than that, a muted David over there on the other side.
All
there
right.
He is.
Sorry.
That fan is loud, buddy.
He's chooching.
It is chooching. All right. Well, that'll do it for this week's episode, everybody. I'm Jason.
And I'm David.
All right, we'll see you next time. Health, wealth, and happiness.